The foul and one. Foul goes against number three of Lakers. That'd be Troy Chapel. That's his fourth, mind you. And team seventh.
Save him with three, play him with four. 34.2.
Macon with 5 points. Check that, 6 points, as the old-fashioned three-point play is good. 41-30, 11-point lead with 30 seconds left in the third for Lakers. Pasek gets across the timeline. And we have a timeout called by Ron Schwarzenegger and the Lakers. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you because John Mooney, for the first time this season, we're ahead on commercials.
25.9 seconds in the third quarter. This one baffles me. I have no idea what they're talking about. You could probably wait until the end of the quarter to go ahead and take care of all your business and everything. But, hey, if you got them, they don't bank them out, you know, game after game, so you might as well go ahead and use them up.
You can't take them with you. 41-30, Lakers lead by 11. For those who just are tuning in, this ball game started out with a 16-0 run for Lakers, and that was just in the first quarter. They extended that another 4 points to start the second quarter to make it 22-0 before Vassar scored. Vassar then rattled off 18 straight points over the course of 4 minutes and 18 seconds to trail at half just by 4 points. Lakers inbounds and Callahan steals immediately, and here comes the freight train down the court. Finally kicks it over to Knoll. Callahan gets it back in the right block, and he goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. And he'll find himself at the free throw line for the second time tonight.
I think Callahan may have had 3 or 4 shots in his mind. But gets credited for one. But he's on the line. And, of course, he's the one that had that smooth delivery.
Eighth team foul against Lakers. Second against Mason Pasek at the free throw line. Trey Callahan just a moment ago went 2 for 2. And he continues that streak going 3 for 3 now.
A little more rim on that one. But
41-31.
I like his stroke.
Callahan trying to make this a single-digit deficit for Vassar, and he does.
I'm not sure that's exactly what Coach wanted in the timeout.
I don't think so. 41-32, Vassar trails down by just 9. 9 seconds left in the third. Chapel in trouble, gets a screen from Pasek, and it's tipped out of bounds by Macon. He may have jammed a finger on that one. I will say Chapel passes the ball with a lot of mustard on that.
He sure does. Macon's checking to see if he's got 5 fingers left.
4.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Inbound to Chapel. Pulls up for 3, top of the key, off the back of the iron, no good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter with a 9-point ball game. Lakers 41, Vassar 32.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service. Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The best coverage in the Thumb.
And on to the fourth quarter, the Lakers with the ball to inbound. They lead by 9 points, 41-32. Lakers moving right to left across your radio. Starters back out there for the green and white. Brennan Wisner, Travis Deering, Drew Scholler, Braden Smith, and Seth Bowles somewhere out there. Vassar tipped it before it went out of bounds, and they tried to feed it down to Seth Bowles. Goes out of bounds. Brennan Wisner will inbound for the Lakers. 7:43 left in the fourth. Seth Bowles gets the inbound. Brennan Wisner now back with it at the right wing. To Drew Scholler, top of the key. To Braden Smith, left wing. Pops the three. It is up. It's off the mark. Rebound Callahan. Vassar with 6 rebounds in the third quarter. And we have an offensive foul going the other way as Jackson Knoll went against Drew Scholler. And Drew Scholler set up a shot before Knoll got there.
Basket went in, but it doesn't count.
Second personal against Knoll. Seventh team foul for Vassar. And so it'll be Laker ball. Ball control foul, so is there no free throw shot. It'll be 90 feet from their own hoop. Lakers inbounded. Braden Smith facing a full court press. Feeds it into Seth Bowles. Back to Smith against Callahan. And Vassar retreats. 7.5 to play in the fourth. Still 9-point game. 41-32. Smith at the right block. And they're going to call an offensive foul against him as he lowered the shoulder. And the Vassar defender reacted accordingly. Smith second. Lakers ninth as my pencil breaks. 7:19 left in the fourth. No score yet. We've played 41 seconds in this final act. Jackson Knoll taking his time across the timeline, left to right across your radio. Over to Bogert. At the top of the key, back over to Knoll, left wing. Dribbles into the low post, kicks it over to the right wing. Macon for three. No. Rebound still loose, brought in by Callahan, and he is blocked as he went up. Seth Bowles pleads his case, but regardless, Callahan goes back to the free throw line for two shots. Fouls against Seth Bowles of Lakers. That's only his third, so it's okay there. But regardless, for the remaining 7 minutes, Vassar is in double bonus. And at the free throw line right now is Trey Callahan, who is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and that's all of his scoring. Trey Callahan's first free throw up. I guess I jinxed
first
him.
First one that didn't go in.
I tried to give him a compliment.
It was beautiful backspin.
It's a great form, I will say that. Takes his time. The second one, that one's good. He's now 4-for-5 from the free throw line for 80%. Lakers in the first, or Vassar in the first half, went 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Braden Smith over to Travis Deering. They lead by 8 points. Drew Scholler to the right wing against Knoll. Picks up his dribble. Knoll tips it away. Scholler picks it up. Smith over to the left wing to Deering. Back up to Wisner. Wisner to Bowles. Starts his dribble. One dribble. Picks it up. Feeds it down to Smith on the baseline. And we have a push as Smith was pushed out of bounds by Callahan.
I don't think Callahan meant it. I don't think he meant it.
Callahan's foul is this third of the night. Team's eighth. So at the line shooting 1-1 is Braden Smith. He has one field goal, 1-3, has not attempted a free throw. Couple subs coming in, number 22 and 44 for Vassar. Stephen Hecht and Garrett gone. They replace Trey Callahan and Jervon Wilson. 6:34 left in the fourth. 8-point ball game. Lakers 41, Vassar 33 in a little bit of a wild game tonight. Wide range of emotions as Braden Smith makes his first, so he gets a second. He now has 6 points on the night.
Well, this is the Wild West.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's actually going to say Hecht had it last. Laker ball. Seth Bowles leading all scores right now with 15. Lakers inbounds, Brent Wisner to Seth Bowles in the lane. Can't get the fall as he put it up. Instead, Seth Bowles will go to the free throw line for two shots. It's the ninth team foul against Vassar, and the second goes against Stephen Hecht in about 1 minute. Seth Bowles on the free throw line, leading Vassar by 9, 42-33. First free throw is up, and it's also good. Seth Bowles with 16 points.
Seth Bowles is nearing the how many point total he had against Vassar down in Vassar. 19, I believe it was.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Bogert. Here come the Vassar Vulcans.
Not anymore.
And it's a turnover right into the hands of Brennan Wisner in the backcourt. Eighth turnover for Vassar tonight. Feeding Seth Bowles in the low post. Double team comes in from Bogert, and we have a push. And this will put Seth Bowles back in the free throw line for 1-1 this time. Foul goes against number 22, Stephen Hecht, who is his third foul in about a minute and a half. At the free throw line, Seth Bowles. It's 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Actually, it's double bonus currently. Regardless, he makes it, so he gets a second. Stephen Hecht sits down. Trey Callahan comes back in. 44-33.
This is nice for him, too.
And this one's good as well on his home rims. He has 18. And it's Lakers by 12.